Chuck Todd, We Are Seeing Beginning of the End of Trump. By Pam Kee on December 4, 2022. NBC host Chuck Todd said Sunday on KNBC's Today in LA Weekend that he believes America is seeing the beginning of the end of former President Donald Trump's political career. Anchor Conan Nolan said, part of the narrative following the midterm elections that Republicans are finally getting that they can't win with Donald Trump. They're tired of losing. Mike Allen of Axios has a piece where he says that he quotes one Republican as saying that President Joe Biden has carefully and cautiously waged war in Ukraine with no American troops, and he has had just one of the best first-term off-election years in history. And that came from Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich is saying Joe Biden is winning, and the Republicans' hatred for him is ignoring the fact that he is successful. And if he continues to be, they won't have a chance in 2024. Is this part of the narrative that we're starting to see, where Republicans are saying, listen, we got to get in the game, and Joe Biden is beating us? Todd said, well, I think hearing from people that have been Trump sycophants like Newt Gingrich turned out to be starting to make that case, you need if you're trying to purge Trump from the party. You need someone like Newt to give a permission slip to that to the small part of the party that might still listen to Newt on this front. By the way, where all of that stuff got pulled from, Newt Gingrich is also making the case that, you know, Joe Biden is creating this crazy socialist version of America, but by the way, he's winning. You know, so, it was very carefully cherry-picked quotes out of that column for what it is worth. The rest of the column sort of reads a little bit conspiratorial. But those two comments did stand out. But that is, I think what you're, I feel like we are seeing the beginning of the end of Trump. I know there are so many times we thought that, but I really think we're at the Gary Busey phase of The Apprentice in that he is just exhausting everybody around him. And the fact that he cannot denounce this hateful rhetoric from Kanye West, I think, could be the last straw for many. Follow Pam Kee on Twitter at PamKeenan.